One bill outlaws the substance altogether, the other bans it from being sold to teenagers. Republican Representative Gage Froer's bill limits the ability to manufacture, distribute, and possess by listing spice as a controlled substance, allowing anyone who uses it before driving to be charged with DUI.
If you could really prove that it had no benefit and that there's a huge potential for abuse, which has been proven in this particular drug, from city to city, then that's probably the time to put that on this drug on the controlled substance list.
Froer's bill redefines controlled substances to include not only scheduled substances like marijuana or cocaine, but also a separate list for spice and others that still need medical research. Possession would warrant a Class B misdemeanor, which is the penalty for less than an ounce of marijuana. Manufacturing or selling spice would be a third-degree felony. Paul Boyden, executive director of the Utah Statewide Association of Prosecutors, says there's some urgency for this bill to pass.
We really don't need to have every city in the state adopting their ordinances because they're waiting for the state to act. That's what's happened so far. As soon as this takes effect, then I think we can repeal those.
Ogden officials didn't waste any time becoming the first city in the state to ban spice just 2 weeks after realizing a convenience store was peddling it to elementary school children. Ogden resident Dan Duell told committee members, if marijuana is illegal, why not ban its copycat?
The common arguments against banning the spice would be, well, you know, these kids, they sniff gasoline or they sniff glue or they huff Ready Whip. The difference is each of those substances has a legitimate use other than to get high.
Duell says it's apparent that spice has no other known uses except for achieving a high. The second bill, sponsored by Republican Representative Johnny Anderson, would prohibit the sale of any synthetic cannabis products like spice to anyone under 19 years old. Lawmakers gave a favorable recommendation to this bill as well, but noted if Froer's bill passes as expected, it would override this legislation. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.